The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
Hello, this is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God Ministries International, and you're listening to the prophetic voice of our time. For the past 2 weeks, I have been teaching the congregation of Freedom Fellowship Church about the force of faith. Faith is a force. In Matthew chapter 17, verse 20 says, in part, "I tell you the truth," this is Jesus talking, "if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." Of course, this is also in Luke and Mark 11:23, right? Okay. By your faith and obedience to Christ, nothing will be impossible for us. In Matthew chapter 21, verse 21, Jesus replied, "I tell you the truth. If you have faith and do not doubt, not only can you do what was done to the fig tree, but also you can say to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea and it will be done." Some of you will be upset with this message today, but I am telling you the truth. And the focus of the teachings about faith needs to be brought down, because faith is a force. Faith is not just about prosperity. It is not just about material things, body of Christ. It is not just about giving. And the teaching about faith and the example that we live, it should not focus on material things. Faith is far, far greater than that, more powerful than material things. It's a lot, lot more. We should not judge others based on what they have. Or we should not boast on how faithful we are by how much material things or money we have accumulated, or lack thereof. People are using that they live by faith, and then they wanted to beg money from others. That is not faith, okay? That is begging. So when you say that you're living by faith, or when I say that I'm living by faith, it means that yours and my total confidence and reliance and trust is on God and God alone. Faith is outside of our comfort, outside of our abilities, our strength, our influence, understanding. It is outside of our resources and power and influence. It is believing the impossible and believing God for something that He's saying that never happened before, just because God says so. Our focus is on God, His might, His love, and His attributes. Okay? Hear me out. We need to demolish this stronghold that has distracted the body of Christ and focus on material things. It is time for us to believe the impossible, not just for ourselves, for our ministry, but for our country and for the future generation. In Romans chapter 4, verse 17 to 19, I'm reading from NIV. "As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations." This is Abraham. He made his plan. He put it on writing. God put it on writing. He is called to be a father of many nations. He is our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed. The God who gives life to the dead and calls things that are not as though they were. That is believing the impossible, okay? Verse 18, Romans chapter 4, verse 18. "Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed, and so became the father of many nations, just as it had been said to him, so shall your offspring be." Verses 19 through 22, "Without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old and that Sarah's womb was also dead. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but he was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. This is why it was credited to him as righteousness. Did Abraham focus on prosperity or gaining wealth? No. He obeyed God, and while he was obeying God, God prospered him. He even made a vow to God that no man can claim that they made Abraham rich. Remember that? We need to remember that. We are descendants of Abraham by faith, and we need to follow his ways of doing things, God's ways of doing things. Abraham, all he wanted is to have a son of his own, and God promised him the whole world. This is the nature of God. It is the nature of God because of his love towards us. It is his nature to look for excuses to bless us, to love on us, to reveal himself to us, and to protect us. It is who he is. He is love. If we completely, or when we completely rely and trust on him, prosperity will pursue us and overtake us. Blessings shall overtake us. We don't need to look for them. They're going after us. We do not need to pursue any material things or even fame or make a name of ourselves. Make Jesus Christ as our focus and front and center. It's all over the scripture. We're going to feed on the wealth of the nations. Remember? We will even boast on it. And in Isaiah 1:19, it says, if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the best from the land. So it is, we don't need to pursue it. If we are willing and obedient to God Almighty, if our reliance on him, he cannot help himself. He is going to bless us. Okay? Several years ago, the Lord told me that he is angry with his leaders who identify themselves as faith. Hear me out, okay? Not all of them, but his leaders who identify themselves as faith people and who preach living by faith because their main teaching is prosperity, is material goods. That is God's word, not mine. And you know what? I can address this. I can expose it. I can teach this because you cannot accuse me after more than a decade in this radio program that not even once that I spend the time in this program asking you for money. So I am qualified to demolish this, to expose it, to uproot these teachings. It is not just the teaching, the focus on prosperity only, all right? It is amazing to teach God's people on faith, of all the faith teachings. And I have bunch of God's generals that I really admire. I continue to follow and rely on the teachings of Kenneth Hagin. And I followed him as much as I can. He did not live an extravagant life. He did not boast on material things. He continued to teach about faith, and he was just sitting there telling a story, and a lot of people are getting healed. That's the kind of faith, okay? And I also admire Smith Wigglesworth and Lester Sumrall. For me, they belong to the Hall of Fame of faith, and I look up to them. I also admire the great Billy Graham. They all live comfortable life, but not extravagant. And their preachings is not focused about material things. They focused in obeying and believing God and obeying the Great Commission. So it is possible. We have God's people and God's generals that are here on the earth that are still living it. But the only people that God is angry about are those who just kept on showing off how much money they have, how rich they are, how many jets, how many mansions they are. God doesn't care about all the extravagance, but the focus is that even if their intention is not just that, but to really preach faith teachings, but those who are listening, and many of them are leaders, they want to have what they have as far as material things. They want the comfort and the fame. Who doesn't? So they're getting distracted and their focus, and it continues. So it is time to pull those things down, okay? If you read the entire Bible, there's not even a single one of great men and women of God, renowned people, mentioned or asked God for money or prosperity. Only one false prophet is after money, and Balaam. And remember, his teachings still continue now, and we need to pull those things down, okay? Joseph was faithful in Potiphar's household, in managing the household as a slave. Why did God not remove or deliver Joseph from him being a slave? It is a training period for Joseph in management and governance, and an approving time for him if he's going to do the right thing, if he run away from a temptation. And when he was able to manage effectively and Potiphar's household prospered, then was sent to jail. And in jail, he overcame what was there. He learned also obedience and management. So if you are believing God, or if you are one of those that are called in the transfer of wealth and influence, don't focus on material things. And also, you need to stay where you're at and have a complete reliance on God instead of men. God is teaching you something. For those that are part of the transfer of wealth and wanted really to be rich, do you have even clue, even just to read a simple financial statement? Are you getting this? So just like Joseph was trained, Daniel was trained. Daniel did not allow himself to get contaminated with good food and comfort, in which food were sacrificed to idols or false gods. And he prayed to God every day. He followed and continued to pray and waiting for the manifestation of Jeremiah's prophecy that God is going to bring back the remnants back to Jerusalem. It is a preparation for Daniel to get elevated and be able to supervise and manage all the wise men of Babylon and be a governor. And at the same time, he didn't get a big head either. And it says, no fault was found in him. He's always been faithful. Can you imagine if our political leaders in the present times were trained and disciplined and prepared like Joseph and Daniel? Just imagine what the world looks like. After all, United States of America is still the leader of the free world. All things are possible to them that believe. So you need to be engaged, okay? But stay where you're at because God is teaching you and preparing you to govern or to supervise. He's teaching you something, not on the bad things that are happening to you, but he, like Joseph. Joseph never questioned God, but he always followed and was faithful to God. And the Lord was always been with Joseph during those times, okay? I get bothered with leaders teaching prosperity message, okay, or even faith message, and then they take lots of offerings, and they show off their fancy cars, their jets, their mansions, etc. And just like I said, even though their intention is not to focus that faith teaching on wealth alone, many people follow them because they want what they have. And how many people who follow that and who gave and who receive a hundredfold return? You can count them by a handful because our focus has to be our faith, our complete reliance on God and our obedience and devotion fully to Him. Not on other people. We don't follow what they say, but we follow God. The end, they are being deceived and continue to deceive others. Remember, keep in mind, it is never a sin to live in luxury here on earth or even desire good things. I do. But you and I need to trust God and His ways of doing things, follow His ways of doing things and His timing. For example, when I travel overseas, if the flight is long, which they usually are, I travel business class. I stayed in nice hotels when I'm overseas. I don't live in people's houses. I prefer being comfortable and have a quiet place to pray and to hear from God than eating good food. I'd rather fast. It is essential for me to be in isolation and be able to rest comfortably so that I can hear the voice of God and His instruction for His people. I don't want to make mistakes when it comes to people's lives. All of us have to walk this faith. We have to walk it outside of our own understanding and obey God. Outside of, against all hope, we have to believe, because the one who gave us those promises, who promised us, He is not just reliable, but He is faithful and He is almighty. If you are willing to do God's will and focus on Him, and if you obey His commands, you will eat the best of the land. That is a promise. It is His nature. We will feed and boast on the wealth of nations. We do not need to look for them, nor to focus on them, all right? It is time to clean our act, as God is moving across this country, in spite of ourselves and all over the world. Because God told me there are 40% of the leaders in this country, or even in this continent, who will obey Him and devote themselves to Him. And that is more than enough, okay? So do not focus on prosperity or listen to those who teach prosperity, whose focus is about material things. God will prosper you. Be patient and believe. Let us go to the book of Hebrews and let us see. I'm going to prove it to you that these great men and women in the Hall of Fame of Faith did not focus on material things, and that it was proven by their lives and by their obedience and complete reliance of God that faith is a force. Faith in God produces and manifests the impossible. Okay? Faith is a force that glorifies God and a blessing to many people, even to nations, not just yourself and your family. Okay? Hebrews chapter 11, that starts with verse 7, NLT, New Living Translation. It was by faith that Noah built a large boat to save his family from the flood. He obeyed God, who warned him about things that had never happened before. Remember, there is no drought, there is no storm, there is no flood in those times. We don't have any sprinkler system. God did. The spring feeds the ground and the vegetations and the animals. So flood never happened before, okay? And this is what God is trying to tell you. If you are sick, God is telling you now, you shall not die but live. No one can take your life, not unless you willingly give it up. But you have to apply the force of faith that you are healed and then listen to the Holy Spirit on what He's telling you, okay? Nobody can take away your life. That is between you and the Lord. You belong to Him and your life is hidden in Him. And most of all, He doesn't enjoy in seeing you in pain. Okay? Okay. Verse 8, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8, New Living Translation. It was by faith that Abraham obeyed when God called him to leave home and go to another land that God would give him as his inheritance. He went without knowing where he was going. And even when he reached the land God promised him, he lived there by faith, for he was like a foreigner living in tents. And so did Isaac and Jacob, who inherited that same promise. and Hebrews chapter 11, verse 32 through 35. How much more do I need to say? It will take too long to recount the stories of the faith of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and all the prophets. By faith, these people overthrew kingdoms. Listen to that. They overthrew kingdoms by the force of faith, ruled with justice, and received what God has promised them. They shut the mouths of lions, quenched the flames of fire, and escaped death by the edge of the sword. Their weakness was turned to strength. They became strong in battle and put whole armies to flight. Women receive their loved ones back again from death. Okay? Some of you probably are saying to themselves, it's too late now. Why did that God didn't manifest it when I was younger and stronger? Remember, Abraham was almost 100 years old. I guarantee you, he's also wondering in his mind, why did you wait for me to be in this age and my wife Sarah to womb to be dead before you gave me this instruction? But the thing is, if Abraham was young at that time, he didn't have to rely on God. He didn't have to believe the impossible. He's young. So therefore, they can have a lot of children. So with the impossibility of your situation, with the lack of resources that you have, that you are not known, hold on to the promise of God and follow His instruction. That is God's problem. Your issue and your responsibility is to obey God and to believe the impossible. It is God's responsibility to bring it about once you attain those conditions and that He deem it that you have been trained to manage, to govern, and to oversee. So you have to obey God. It is God's problem. It is God's problem. And you have to go outside of your own security, outside of your fear. You have to fight them. Like when God sent me to Pakistan, I didn't know anyone there except this pastor continue to be calling and contacting me until the Lord said, let us go. And God did not touch any of the members of the congregation at that time to give me money. I didn't have any money. And I said, like, okay, God, what shall I do? What are you going to do in paying for my plane tickets and Divina's plane tickets? And the Lord said that I want you to apply a card from, I think, American Airlines. Okay? Okay. And I says, like, I don't think that I can qualify, but because you say so, I'll do it. I was just like Peter. We have fished all night and we're fishermen by trade. But if you say so, so I did. And it got approved immediately, and it's enough for my plane ticket. Okay? So I used that. I used a temporary card to do it, and Divina followed the following day. And we used Mama Elena's card at that time. I already prepaid our hotel, but any other things, we don't have the money. But somehow God multiplied the money. And when I was in Chicago for the first time, I'm flying Pakistani Airlines. And in the news, there was this American businessman that they kidnapped. And he was staying in the city where God is sending me. So I told God and said, I am not going to give in to fear, but it is your responsibility. It's my responsibility to obey you, but you are going to protect me. Because if you're not going to protect me and Divina, and said, and I go to heaven, I will remind you that you will not able to protect me, Jesus. And Jesus laughed and said, we don't want that. So me and Divina went there, and somehow the Lord multiplied our money. And we obeyed. How about you? Get out of your comfort zone. This is the time for the turning around of this country towards righteousness. And we're going to have a very righteous government with God-fearing legislators, Supreme Court, and the White House. And God is going to put His order because He promised that the wicked root that is in Washington, D.C., He will uproot by His own hand. God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to the prophetic voice of our time. We really hope you were blessed by today's episode. And if you were, we want to hear from you. You can call us at 210-695-1630. Or you can email us at sogmi@outlook.com. That's sogmi@outlook.com. And we really encourage you to visit our website, sogmi.org. That is sogmi.org. That's where you can listen to previous episodes of this podcast and even support this broadcast. We're supported by listeners just like you. So if you want to support this ministry, you can go to sogmi.org and hit the donate button. You can also send a check to P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023. Again, that is P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023.